T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, we got ourselves a press conference coming up here for Mario Cristobal at 10 o'clock. You can hear it right here on 560 WQM. Don Bailey Jr. actually hosts the press conference. He's going to join us before that. We'll talk to him here in the 9 o'clock hour. And we'll also have Jimmy Johnson, former Canes head coach, also will join us to talk about the Mario situation. Going right into Mario. So, man, we got you overdosed, Donna. We got you ready to go. Real quickly, let's jump all over. 305-567-0560, better known as the text machine.
All right, this is actually an interesting question. You want to get? Can we get Kirk Herbstreit on to talk about this? And Kirk Herbstreit was like the guy who basically kind of started all this, wasn't
he? He's the one
he?
That said, are you going to make a commitment to this thing or not? It is funny. It seemed to kind of...
He really jump-started this whole thing, kind of, didn't he?
Was kind of a wake-up call when he called a lot of people out at the top.
Oh, the president down, right?
Guy says Captain Crunch will be coaching.
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger Ball.
Yeah, right.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah. Had them both. Yes, I've had them both. You're getting ready to ask me. It's always a follow-up. Yes. Had them both, smartass. Go ahead. What else you got? Let's get to some things. What else do you have here?
What's your problem?
Because
all I was going to say is that Captain Crunch tends to hurt the roof of my mouth. That's all I was going to say. I feel like that's most people.
You write that down.
It's like, big, doesn't it scrape the roof of your mouth?
What else do you have coming in?
Man, what's wrong with you today?
You want to do kiddie stuff? Get to the text.
That's kind of important. Joe Brady or Dan Mullins as the OC?
Oh, I like Brady. I'd bring Brady in a heartbeat.
I don't know if you want to bring Dan Mullins, not a good recruiter.
It's true.
I got to tell you why I'm at it, too. I've waited on this, and I hope it's not too late. I hope Mario Cristobal calls Jason Taylor and gets him on that coaching staff. Well,
you got a lot of texts on Jason Taylor this morning.
His name's popped in a lot, yep.
How realistic is that?
Well, he's going to coach college somewhere. It's coming up. I don't know when, but he's going to be coaching college. He's still got a daughter in college, but his son's getting recruited by everybody as a tight end at St. Thomas Aquinas. He's going to be gone. His two sons are going to be gone. And I would rather he look it. I don't need to tell everybody. First of all, you talk about getting in the door and coaching people. And by the way, I wish people knew more. I mean, this guy, he's really into this. Like, he studies the game as a defensive coordinator. He works at it. He doesn't just throw 11 great players out there. He works on concepts and different things that he's picked up from Nick and everybody else, and he works out. Like, the guy is a football junkie. And, you know, I know what people say. Well, he's a Hall of Famer. Huh? Look, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. He loves doing that stuff. He loves it. You need to get him on that coaching staff. He can break the doors down, man. Nobody's going to turn that guy down. And how'd you like to get coached? Nothing against defensive line coach, and maybe they have a nice one from Oregon they're bringing. This guy is good.
I mean, come on. He's not a Hall of Famer for no reason. And he's a defensive coordinator. Though.
And again, I know some people might be a little intimidated by the HOF behind the career he had, and it's not for everybody. Hell, we got NFL coaches that are intimidated by hiring really good players that played in the league for a long time. But, boy, I'll tell you what, he has built it up at one of the best schools, if not the best high school, one of the best in the country right here. And if you don't grab them, somebody else is. And it's going to be – don't make that mistake, Mario. If you're driving in right now on your way in for the press conference, you call Jason Taylor and you get him on that staff. If not, he's going to be in a really good job, in a really good place, and he's going to come down there and haunt all of us, that good-looking son of a gun.
Recruiting.
Be shaking hands and kissing mothers.
So that would be that's the ultimate home Thomas, run. Right?
Got a little quiet when I just finished that. Let
no,
it pause
that
there.
Would be that's just – I mean, that would be
– letting that marinate.
Wow. Yeah. By the way, it doesn't even matter. I don't care if the guy knows his X's and O's. Just get him.
No, no,
he
but
does,
like
so,
when
but
he
that,
walked
but that's
into
the
someone's
whole thing.
House, like, I don't know how you could turn that down.
Well, if you're a defensive lineman or a linebacker, or a rushing linebacker at that point, Jason Taylor walks in and says, "I'm going to be your coach," and you've seen what he's done in his credentials. It's tough for.
Talk
a
to you about
sure.
things
right.
that he works with. Right. By the way, he's working with kids all over the place. Anyway, we got public school kids, private going to private. Public, they're playing all over the league right now.
Why not just add the head coach at American Heritage too to coach your DBs?
Well, because that would be if Jason was in charge, that would happen in a heartbeat. He and Pat would be together.
That's a way into American Heritage Plantation and St. Thomas.
I think Jason would be just fine covering both though for now. If like I don't expect two of the 10 jobs to be like me doing my favorite Miami Dolphin players of all time. But I got to tell you something, man. This is different. This is, well, is he going to work hard? Yes, he'll outwork everybody. Guy's friggin', he's a father. He's doing these friggin' games, and he's coaching this team and having meetings with his coaches early in the morning, late at night. He's an animal, man. He works. He's working at this. And that's part of the problem. You're a Hall of Famer. They're going, well, how hard's a guy really? He going to work his ass off. The guy wants to win at everything. He wants to win at everything. You need to call him. All those people down there need to go, hey, by the way, no, Jace isn't a part of the U. His ass needs to be on your staff. No token.
Be a hell of a hire.
No, just show up to have a jacket. He wants to get out and coach. He wants to grow. He wants to be a head coach. Sounds like I'm his agent.
That's really funny because the text we just got from the 954 wants to know what your commission is. If Jason gets a
nothing.
Job.
There is none. Does it sound that way a little bit? And I know I do the games with him, but he's.
I mean, Joe, Jason Taylor would be the ultimate home run hire if you could get him on your defensive staff in any capacity at any college.
And I got to tell you something else that's been unbelievable to see since he doesn't get to fly on the team plane. When he has to get on a regular plane and watching people attack him. As we go in these airports, and he's really good. He stops and talks to everybody takes pictures.
But that parking lot story when he had to walk through the Jets parking lot.
Yeah, it's there. Don't get that going. We're doing really well. Don't do that.
Let me ask you a question. What percentage, like Jason gets mobbed, obviously, at the airport, right? What percent of those people move on from Jason, like after he signs for them or whatever, and then engage you and try to get you to sign or picture or anything?
Zero.
You're at zero?
Zero.
You don't even get like 1% of those people.
The same
like,
thing.
Float
no,
away
it'd be the same thing
like,
you
oh,
would
hey,
get.
Joe Rose. Like,
zero.
I think you'd get more one more than Hollywood. Though.
I might get one more. There might be somebody just one. You know, just feel
guy. Hey, look, just Joe the Rose. Guy.
Remember, you told the story about how you spoke to those guys at.
I'm not
Club
doing
Live
it ever again. No more.
Because you're a big fat ego. So someone called these guys out though. Someone called them. Bro men can't take an obvious joke from an old man.
Boy, I got to tell you, young guys don't
act
take
like
that.
Ready to kick his ass right. over it.
The combination of young guys did not take it well, which told me, well, number one, they had no idea who I was. I was joking because I did it. And second of all, they were ready to go. I mean, I had them all fired up calling a group of guys. Apparently, they all think they're supermodels. All those guys are working in there.
By the way, the end of that text is a bunch of thin-skinned, soft losers.
Wow,
put that in there. That's
all,
a good
man.
One.
So
right.
The guy was having a meeting with him. I go, hey, it's going to be hard to pick a winner for you today. And they all looked, and they're like, winner for the ugliest man contest.
You set him up. You totally set him up.
And I work on that to see.
That
and this one just did not go over well.
No.
Just
no.
did
right.
not work. So much so that when I go to the Jets game, I'm going to walk around
the other side
and skip it. I'm not a coward. I just want to stay safe.
Someone says you may be trying to push Jason out because he's going to take that color job from you. Oh, doing, we both doing the color it. For the it's game. Good. I know you no, both no. do, but he's fun. Obviously better than you.
He's much better.
Yeah. By the way, he's on a roll today.
He is really good.
No, Jason is really good. Joe, is. I think Joe's great on those.
Yeah. Anyway, Jason listen, really let's take a break here. Now I've just done the Jason Taylor segment.
By the way, Texter wants to know, why haven't the Dolphins offered Jason Taylor a coaching job?
That's a great question, too.
Wow.
Do we know the answer to that question?
No.
Has he shown any interest?
I don't know. Did anybody ask him?
I don't know.
I think people are really intimidated by what he's done in his career.
That's a good point.
But you know him personally. Is he that intense in real life? Like, is he...
Guy wants to win everything.
He's a competitive dude.
He doesn't back down if coaches talk trash to him. He's like, what? Yeah. The guy's just the way he was when he played. It's just crazy. All right, so anyway, we've got now I'm telling Mario who to hire here and get Jason on that
damn
staff.
I'm glad you filled in the coaching staff for him.
All right, so
you should get 2% though. If
I don't want anything. You always think I've got something behind it. I don't.
I usually do.
Tom Bailey Jr.
Really quick, though, let's talk a little money really quick, though.
All right.
It's time for a look at the opening bell on Wall Street, sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. And day two of recovery here, it looks like, for the stock market. The futures are very, very green this morning. So best of luck to all players.
That's good news, right?
Everybody's watching their cash, man, these days.
Have to.
Especially when you're getting closer to the – seeing how it kind of goes towards that retirement.
When you start touching
a little, paying some taxes on it a little bit there.
Yeah, but think how much you're going to make off the Jason Taylor deal.
Wow.
Man. I get going on some. You're the first one that can't let it go. All right, so what do you have for us, Zach?
All right, I'm excited to tell you about a new sports movie that's coming out very, very soon. And when I mean very soon, I mean this Friday. It's called National Champions. It's about a Heisman Trophy winner on the best college football team in America who on the night before the national championship game announces he's starting a boycott until all student-athletes are paid. And obviously, with billions of dollars on the line here, and it's a big, big business, all hell breaks loose. National Champions, executive produced by Russell Wilson, and with Mike Greenberg, Michael Smith, and Jemele Hill. It's in theaters everywhere this Friday. National Champions in theaters this Friday. Get to see it. It is an amazing-looking movie, and you could be one of the first people to see it this Friday when it gets into theaters.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, let's get to it. The Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, Don Bailey Jr. He is down in Coral Gables getting all ready and set for the Mario Cristobal presser this morning. Don, good morning. It's got to be a happy morning there in Coral Gables, huh?
Oh, it's a great morning here in Coral Gables. It's a little bit of a reunion. Joaquin Gonzalez is here, Brett Romberg, Don Bailey, all these old offensive linemen are hobbling around here, Joe, and it's an interesting morning.
What is I'm just curious. I've been all over the board on this, not having any idea what was going to happen. What have the last 24 hours been like for you?
a million phone calls, a million questions, and just no hard answer. And it just came out, and it was what it was Mario Cristobal as head coach for the University of Miami, and a new era begins, Joe. I just think, you know, it's unsettling, of course, no matter what university you're at or what position you're at the university, when you don't have an athletic director, you know, that creates some uncertainty. And then, of course, there's a head coaching change. And fortunately, Mario stepped right in and is going to give this program leadership immediately.
Are you do you think he's got his coaches in play yet? Or is, you think he's still working on that? You expect he'll have all nine coaches in place with him?
So I don't know. You know, in today's world with contracts and agents, coaches have agents and everything that's involved in making any kind of change. Back in the day, it used to be, you know, the wave of a wand. And I don't see it that they can be that quick these days. I think that there's a few things more involved. But I certainly believe that he's got a complete understanding of what he's looking for out of his staff. I think that he's going to bring a fair amount, if not all, the people from Oregon. And there's some people in this area and other areas in the country. I mean, he lost an offensive coordinator at Oregon to Akron, so that position he does not have available that will carry over. So we know that that one's going to be looked at immediately.
Don, 3, 4, or 5 weeks ago, did you think this could ever happen, where Mario would be able to come back here and coach his team with the uncertainty around Manny and the program and the football team in general and the possibility of looking for a new head coach at the end of the year? Was the possibility real for you that Mario could come back and be this coach?
You know, guys, I have to be completely honest with you. I always stay focused on the coach that is here. I'm not a guy that ever looks into who the next coach is going to be or any of those type things. I was focused on Manny Diaz being the head coach. I was focused on winning the next football game and preparing for the next contest. Obviously, towards the once Blake James was let go, you know, it seemed apparent that there could be other changes here at the athletic department. And I know this, I am grateful that Mario Cristobal is the head coach at the University of Miami. He is a guy that has trained his entire adult life for this job. He was an all-Big East player. He won two national championships here at Miami. The path that he took from a player to the path that he is right this second, everything he's done has been a building block towards today. And I think it's an amazing opportunity for the University of Miami. I think it's an amazing opportunity for Mario Cristobal. And the sky is the limit here. What has gone on at the University of Miami, let's say, in the last 2 months with the dedication to the athletic department, the funding that's been promised, the way that this program is going to be catapulting itself into the national picture immediately. And I mean, when I say meeting, I mean today, when Coach is announced as the head coach at the University of Miami, things are going to start moving very, very quick.
Don, real quickly, have you talked to tomorrow? Since he's been here yet? Have you had a chance to speak to him?
No, I'm going to see him very shortly here.
Okay.
I had a chance to speak with Alex Mirabal, who is
his right-hand man. Yep.
Yeah, and you can see why. He does a great job, and he does a fine job as an offensive line coach, and as you mentioned, he is his right-hand man.
All right, and the second one, where the hell did all this money come from, and where's it been? We were talking to Jimmy early this morning. We're going to have him coming up here again. He's going, yeah, man, where did all these guys come from? I didn't know we had so many billionaires.
Joe, I don't know where they came from, but I hope they don't leave. I mean, listen, you know, since day one, since the existence of the University of Miami, it's always been, you know, what can we save and how do we push this and get a little more out of this and do a little bit more out of this, and can you help here and can you help there? And it's nice to see that there's that these people that are behind this have just done, in reality, it's almost a miracle if you've been around this program for as many years as I have, and how they are putting Miami in a position to catapult themselves again into the national picture, because that's what this is about, guys. Let's not kid each other. This is about Miami building every single day to get into the national picture and get into the win the Coastal, win the ACC, and compete for a national championship.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I thought it was a coup when they were able to get Mark Richt here a couple years back when he was let go and then all of a sudden he became. But this is just something different. I think Mario's wanted to be here for a while or at least thought about it, and all of a sudden now today in a little while he's going to be the head coach of this team. I just think it's amazing that it got to this and came to this point with this with the University of Miami.
Well, you know, Zach, I said that earlier. You know, if you look at Mario's career, and I've been around him since he's been here. I was around him as a player, and I've obviously been around him when he was a graduate assistant and when he was the offensive line coach. And you look at the path, you know, him going with Greg Schiano to Rutgers, what those guys did there, nobody talks about that. They changed that whole program around, and that was – you know, with effort and attitude and a commitment to making sure that they're going to recruit certain areas and that they're going to make a program that has been irrelevant relevant. And then he goes and he's back at Miami. What he did at FIU is absolutely amazing. He took them to bowl games there. He did, and then obviously, you know, the time with Coach Saban at Alabama where he was the assistant head coach and offensive line coach, where he was named, I think he was the number two recruiter in America while he was there. So, you know, this man has spent his entire career preparing himself, I believe, for this day, because who doesn't play here and grow up and want to come back here and coach? I mean, that's a fairy tale story, but he's worked it so hard that it came true, and he's earned it. He has earned the right to be here as the head coach of the University of Miami.
Number one job right now is keep more top players home for you.
Yeah, Joe, I think that recruiting in this falls right in Coach Cristobal's wheelhouse. He is a recruiting maniac. And if you are able to select the players that fit your program and they also happen to be the best players in the country at their position, you're going to win football games. And I was looking at the commitment list and of the guys that were at Oregon and then the guys that were here, and you see a comment from Earl Little about, oh, Miami's back into it, and you see guys that they're recruiting that are 4- and 5-star guys that are at Oregon. Well, I want to look at Miami. So the attraction of Coach Cristobal and his system and his staff and the way that he does things is really known throughout the country, because he's had to recruit nationally. It's just not been Dave Brower in Palm Beach County. He is a national recruiter with connections throughout the United States
of
America.
Yep.
And you need that. You need that today.
Don, enjoy this afternoon. Enjoy the next hour or two of your life. It's going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure, for you.
Thanks, Don.
Anytime, guys.
All right. Don Bailey Jr. live from Coral Gables. We're going to take a break, but Jimmy Johnson is going to join us next year on the show before we get to the Mario Cristobal press conference. That's coming up at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. Jimmy Johnson, though, coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.